Graphic Audio presents an original story of James Axler's Deathlands. Deathlands number 139. Exodus from Hell. They headed deeper into the woods and were about 10 minutes away from Dean's place when Jack sensed something. You hear that?
What?
I feel it in my feet.
From the east.
The three of them were heading northeast.
Stickies.
They hadn't seen stickies in the Front Royal area since they'd been here, nor many other types of muties.
Take my blaster.
Right.
In addition to his trusty Colt Python, which Jack had just unholstered, he carried a strapped G36, which he handed to Joe. Ryan had insisted they have at least one automatic weapon when they took charge of Sonya, even on a short trip to Dean's. He had wanted them to be delivered in an armored wag, but they had talked him out of that. Things had been peaceful in the area for quite a while, and it was a beautiful day. Jack had a feeling there was going to be a moratorium on peaceful walks for a while after this. Joe already had her Beretta M9 out.
Hop on my back, girl.
Okay.
Jack bent forward. Sonya climbed up piggyback, and they took off in the direction of Dean's Hobbit house. They didn't get far. A sticky lunged out from behind a tree just ahead of them. Jack's python blew its skull apart as he scanned the trees ahead of them.
Shit! They're up in the trees!
Maybe the stickies had been going after squirrels originally, but they had new meteor prey in the form of the three norms scurrying down on the ground. Joe's hurried burst with a G36 took out one as it was moving along branches preparing to leap. Four others leapt from their perches ahead. One landed just in front of Jack, its momentum forcing it down on all fours. Jack had to leap mightily with Sonya hanging on to clear it to avoid tripping over it. Joe's auto burst took out two of the three still ahead. She was slightly behind Jack, slowing to roughly aim. Jack and Sonya blocked her angle on the other one. Jack fired at it. Sonya had shifted her weight on him, and he was struggling to keep his balance, so his shots went wild as they raced past it. It ignored them, lunging for Joe instead. She had been too close behind them and couldn't adjust quickly enough. The burst went wide as the sticky knocked the G36's barrel aside as it drove Joe to the ground. Her cowboy hat went flying. The sticky latched its suckered hand onto the top of her bare head, and its needle teeth dropped to her face.